Hello everyone, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show Business Rumbler, where we discuss and learn your skills, mindsets, strategies, and other useful tools on how to start and operate a business. My goal on this podcast is to make business education accessible to everyone and to create a business community that will help cultivate an entrepreneurial mentality and mindset for anyone interested. In this episode, we will dive into the process of hiring the right marketing specialist for your business. We will explore two different approaches to assess candidates. First one, a quick trial period or a more thorough interview and testing process. You will also learn how to conduct group interviews for marketing specialists, evaluate real-world marketing results, and identify which candidates are truly committed to delivering value. Whether you're looking to bring on a specialist or build a team, this episode will guide you through the steps needed to make the right hiring decision for your marketing needs. As I told you before, no clients means no sales, and no sales results in no money to attract new clients. This creates a catch-22 situation where you can't grow without clients, but you need money from sales to acquire clients. The impact of this loop varies based on your specific circumstances. Understanding your situation is crucial to breaking this cycle and finding solutions. That's why marketing is so important. It helps generate leads and break the loop by bringing in clients and driving sales. There are two approaches you can take when assessing candidates for marketing role. One is simple and quick, and the other is more challenging, and you are the one to decide which one to choose. The first approach is a trial period. This could be a day, a week, a fortnight, a month, or whatever time frame you set. During this time, the candidate works in your company and must prove his or her skills. After several attempts, you might be fortunate enough to find the right marketing specialist while avoiding wasting your marketing budget. The second approach, which has proven to be more effective for me and my clients before, is more time and energy consuming. However, it allows you to make more informed decisions, similar to the interview process I described for hiring a personal assistant or sales manager. Before we dive into the group interview process for finding your marketing specialist, consider whether you want to take a chance and gamble your marketing budget in hope of gaining more clients, or make a calculated, accurate decision based on proven metrics from the candidate. Hey, and don't forget that you can still use the help of personal assistant, because I hope you have one by now. So now, let's go over exactly how to conduct this test during a group interview without leaving out any important details. Before posting the job offering, create a short quiz using a platform like Google Forms. So, in this quiz, ask potential candidates to provide their previous results and examples of their work and experience. Include questions like, what marketing tools did you use? How did you analyze your competitors? What specific action or actions did you take to promote products or services? How did you conduct tests? What metrics did you use? What were your average results? How much revenue or income did you generate? And what metrics define your results? This kind of question help you gather essential data up front, which you're going to use a little bit further. Next, in the same form, ask for at least 2 or 3 contacts of previous clients or companies they worked for. Collecting this data will set the stage for the group interview process, which I will explain in detail today. Now, during the group interview, after introducing your company and explaining the position, you will hear from each candidate, ask your questions, and let them ask theirs. After this, you inform them that anyone who wants to proceed must go through a test. This test will involve giving each candidate a small budget and several days to run a marketing campaign, allowing them to prove they are the right fit for your company. The exact amount of money and time required will depend on your specific situation and circumstances, so that decision I will leave up to you. However, it should be enough to generate, on average, 5 to 10 leads. So, here we come to the tricky part. Some candidates might object, saying things like, "We don't work for free," or something like, "Oh, so you are just looking for free labor." These objections will reveal a lot about who is truly willing to prove their expertise and commitment. At this moment, it is crucial to emphasize that this is the only way forward. By doing so, you will filter out those who just want the job without providing any real value. Expect varying responses. For some of you, 3 out of 10 candidates may refuse, while for others, it might be as high as 9 out of 10. In my personal experience, on average, 4-5 out of 10 candidates agree to go through the test. On average, you will likely need to conduct 3-5 group interviews to find suitable specialists. Now, about the test results, you need to evaluate 2 key aspects, quality and quantity. One candidate may generate 20 leads, but none of those convert into paying clients. Meanwhile, another candidate might only generate 5 leads, but all of them convert into paying clients. This balance between quality and quantity is essential for making an informed decision. And remember, after the test, you still have the questionnaires with the contact information of their previous clients. Here is where things get interesting. Some candidates will give you these contacts even if they performed poorly for those clients simply because they want the job. It is not always that they are bad performers or lazy. They are just trying to secure employment. By following this process, not only you will gain insights into each candidate's skills and experience and performance and work ethic, but you will also see who is truly willing to put in the work and delivering results. In 2 previous episodes, we discussed the effectiveness of group interviews for positions like sales managers and personal assistants. This approach is equally beneficial for hiring a marketing specialist. Group interview allows you to assess how candidates present themselves and interact with others, which can be indicative of their ability to work within your team, especially with you. Because if you're a small business owner, it is likely your team will not be that big. Most importantly, it saves a lot of time compared to interviewing each candidate individually, and it also demonstrates high demand for the position, which makes candidates want even more. So, step number 1, define your marketing needs. Determine what your business needs from a marketing specialist. Are you focused on lead generation, maybe brand awareness, or it might be content creation? Defining this will help you craft your hiring process and job description. For example, if you're looking for someone to run lead generation campaigns, prioritize candidates with a proven track record of generating high-quality leads and driving conversions. As I've mentioned in a previous episode, creating an avatar of your ideal marketing specialist helps narrow down the candidates. Write out the skills, experience, personality traits they should possess, such as proficiency in specific marketing tools. It might be creativity in campaign design or a results-driven attitude. So next coming is step number 2, attract the right candidates. When posting the job, be clear that you're seeking someone who can provide measurable marketing results. Review resumes carefully, focusing on those who share real metrics like lead generation, revenue growth, or company success rates. These candidates are more likely to deliver what your business needs. And additionally, remember to include the short questionnaire that candidates must fill out before they are interviewed. Step number 3, conduct group interview. Group interviews are an efficient way to evaluate multiple candidates while creating a competitive environment that pushes them to demonstrate their best. Invite around 10 candidates, as I told you before, expecting at least half of them will show up. Aim to schedule a 40 to 60 minute session. If all 10 candidates will show up, even better, you will save more time. Next coming is introduction. Start by briefly introducing yourself, your company, and the role. Lay out the expectations, goals, and challenges of the position to ensure everyone is on the same page. This should take about 5, maybe 10 minutes. Mention that all questions they have will be answered at the end of the interview, so they will not interrupt the process. And now we're coming to the candidate introductions and marketing test. So next, give each candidate 1 or 2 minutes to introduce themselves and explain why they are the right fit. Time them strictly to observe their ability to communicate concisely and under pressure. After introductions, outline the test. Each candidate will receive a small budget and several days to run marketing campaign with the goal of generating, it depends on your circumstances, but as I told you before, on average, 5 to 10 leads. They must prove their worth by delivering real results within this time frame. And here comes the tricky moment I told you before, when you will be able to spot who is who. So you need to be ready and prepared for some candidates to push back, claiming they don't work for free. This is where you stand firm and explain that the test is the only way forward. Those who resist may not be the right fit for you, as you need people willing to prove their skills and commitment. So, step number 4. Assess group dynamics. Throughout the interview, watch how candidates interact with each other and interact with you. Do they listen to others, or are they solely focused on themselves? Marketing requires collaboration, so candidates who engage and adapt more likely to fit into your company culture. And final evaluation. By the end of the session, you will have a good sense of who stands out. The group interview combined with a practical test reveals more than just what's on a resume. It shows who can handle pressure, think on their feet, and deliver measurable results. Don't forget to follow up with the questionnaire data and contact references provided to verify candidates' past performance. These additional checks will give you a complete picture of each candidate's suitability for the role. In conclusion, I may say, by structuring the group interview in this way efficiently and using practical marketing tests, you can assess multiple candidates at once while gaining insights into both their skills and how they handle real-world tasks. This approach saves you time, ensures you find the right marketing specialist, and drive your business forward. And now I may say that when you're deciding how to manage your marketing needs, you face a critical choice: outsourcing marketing services or hiring marketing specialist as part of your team. Each option comes with its own sets of pros and cons, and the right choice largely depends on your specific circumstances. Outsourcing marketing services can be an attractive option for many businesses. One of the key benefits is cost effectiveness. You only pay for the service you require, which often makes outsourcing cheaper than hiring your full-time employee. Plus, when you outsource, you tap into a diverse pool of expertise. Agencies typically have teams of specialists, each skilled in different areas like social media, SEO, and content marketing. This access to a wide range of knowledge can result in innovative strategies and fresh ideas that might not emerge within a smaller in-house team. However, outsourcing is not without its downsides. One significant drawback is the loss of direct control over daily marketing activities. communication can sometimes falter, leading to misunderstanding about your brand's voice or goals. Additionally, external teams may struggle to integrate fully into your company culture, making alignment more challenging. You also run the risk of becoming dependent on third-party agencies, which can complicate timelines and project management if they have other clients to serve, and they probably do have. On the flip side, hiring marketing specialists brings in-house knowledge that can be valuable. This person is dedicated to understanding your company, its challenges, and its goals. As a result, they can develop more tailored marketing strategies that resonate with your audience. Immediate availability is another perk. Your in-house specialist can quickly address urgent needs or pivot strategy on the fly. Yet, hiring comes with its own set of challenges. The costs can be significant. Salaries, benefits, and overhead expenses can add up quickly. Additionally, a single specialist may lack the diversity of skills necessary to cover all aspects of marketing effectively. This could create gaps in your strategy that you would have to fill through additional hires or outsourcing, or which may require hiring more marketing specialists to fill the knowledge gaps in different marketing tools and strategies. Moreover, overloading a single employee can lead to burnout, which might impact productivity and creativity. Ultimately, the decision between outsourcing and hiring boils down to your specific situation. If you're a startup with limited budget, outsourcing might provide the flexibility and expertise you need without the commitment of full-time hire. Conversely, if you're looking for someone who can dive deep into your brand and work closely with your team, hiring a specialist or even a marketing team could be the way for you to go. Weighing these factors will help you to find the right balance that aligns with your business goals.
If you're enjoying or learning from this podcast, please subscribe on both Spotify and Apple. A 5-star review would be a wonderful way to support us. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at the address mentioned in the description. This is Levi, signing off.